USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dallas area officials are confirming that all the captives who were involved in a hostage situation at a synagogue are now safe, and the suspect is dead. A police spokesman saying very little else about that suspect or the possible motive.
And I specifically will not answer specific questions about the subject. There's a lot of information out there already about the subject, and we really don't want to jeopardize any potential investigation or any investigative leads into his motives or his potential associates.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says he wants big changes in the care of the mentally ill after an Upper West Side woman is pushed by someone into the path of a subway train and dies. Over 70 million people are under winter weather advisories and alerts as a winter storm is heading into the eastern and southern United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease. And there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the Ultimate Niacin Plus, one of those twice a day, our De-Stress Capsules, three of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.